John Cleary.
Ray Darcy.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
How long have you been funny?
I don't know, man. Probably stopped 10 years into doing stand-up comedy. You know the way you're funny when you're younger?
Yeah, are you? Yeah. Or do you just think you are?
I don't know what it is. I was funny at school, I suppose. I had all the answers and impersonations and all that crack.
Yeah.
But how long have I been funny? I've been doing stand-up for 23 years now. 23 years? Yeah.
What did you do before?
All sorts. I didn't have a career. I was kind of coming from a place where I was kind of randomly working when I could. Construction, pubs, factory, anything.
And were you holding out for a break?
I wasn't really. It just sort of came about, sort of perfect storm. Wasn't doing much, had time, wasn't working. I injured myself working. I was used to work backstage with ESI, who worked for MCD. So I was box pushing backstage.
Yeah.
And I hurt myself, hurt my back. So I didn't work for a few months, didn't do anything. So I was kind of thinking about stuff. And I just tried a tryout night, you know, down the Hipney Inn, where everybody started their thing. The Battle of the Axe with the great Tony Ferns on a Tuesday night. He used to run a Thursday night as well, but in the beginning it was Tuesday night. So you go in, you sign, put your name on the thing, and up you go, try the thing in front
Scary.
Of people. Scary as hell.
Was there a clock on it?
No, but people would wave at you if you were thinking. Yeah, if you were doing well, they'd let you go. But, you know, there was a few minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, depending on what you had.
Yeah.
But it was scary, now that you mention it. When you say scary, yeah, it was.
See, I think doing stand-up comedy is the scariest thing in the world, in my head. It's like, I would do most everything else.
Yeah.
But ask me to get up and form a contract with an audience where they pay money and I promise I'm going to make them laugh.
Yeah,
that's
I feel like haggling with audiences now. Going, yeah. Listen, I'll do it for 20. You know, if you don't feel like paying the full price, or listen, I'll do two shows for 30.
Isn't that typical Irish?
Yeah.
Because I used to DJ, and people come up to you, you'd be doing the 21st, and they go, can I pay you now and get out of the way? I go, no.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no,
like
I have to do the job first.
I'm like that.
Yeah.
I feel bad if they come up with money. I go, no. Just put that in your pocket. Let's get this done first.
Yeah. Just in case something untold happens. Yeah.
But you're right, it is scary. Yeah, going back to that, it's scary as hell. Now, you brought me back to that because it is scary. And I spent years being scared out of my life before going on stage. Years, like maybe 5, maybe 10 years. Just been totally airheaded, nothing in my head. What am I going to say? Then it was nervous energy. Something comes out, you do okay. And now I find I can do that fine. And I'm afraid in life. Like, walk, right. I have life fright.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah, so walking around, go, oh, I don't want to, oh, I don't like that. Don't want. And then when I see stages, I go, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
So you're more comfortable on
stage?
Yeah,
a bit more comfortable because I recognise it and I'm really used to it. And I go, I know how this will go, but in life, you're going, I don't know how that's going to go over there. Walking into that shop,
the unpredictability,
talking to that person, or driving over here, or will I get parking? Blah, blah, blah.
JohnCleary.ie, and you're on tour September, October, November.
Yes.
So you lived in Dublin for a long time, because I would have seen you around.
Yeah, we saw each other
in various...
Across the river.
In various places. And you're back in Sligo now.
Yeah, since the COVID-y thing started.
Is that your hometown?
I'm from Sligo, yeah. I grew up in a place called Ballisadare in County Sligo, the venue for the very first weekend festival ever in Ireland. The Ballisadare Folk Festival, the boys of Ballisadare.
What year?
1977.
Wow.
So around from...
Is there a plaque?
There should be a plaque. There isn't one, actually. That's a good idea.
Welcome to Ballisadare, the home of the very first weekend festival. There's your tagline.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever... No. So, yeah.
What's the population of Ballisadare?
I'd say now maybe 1,500. I don't know. Something like that.
And are you back in Ballisadare or in
Sligo
Town?
No, I live in a place called Maharau, which is in the north of the county with Janet. We live up there and the kids. And it's great. I love it. I love the... Because I'm in Ballisadare quite regularly with my mum, who still lives at home and needs some care and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's where I'm from. So I moved back in 2020. I was here for 25 years. This town, I was in Dublin from 95 to 2020.
You don't have to be in Dublin once you establish yourself.
You can be anywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like the Culchi now when I come back to Dublin.
Right.
Because I lived here for so long, I was very used to it.
You still sound like a Culchi. I'll give you that. You didn't lose the accent.
And when I come back, I go, oh, Jesus, a late night pharmacy. Jesus, I can get tablets at any time. And, oh, look at them people. Oh, they're dangerous. You know, you get all scaredy. And there was a joke I was doing about that. I was going, oh, the rise of fascism, yeah. oh, there was a huge fascist group there last night in Dublin. No, I made a mistake. It was 20 people looking for a taxi. I told it wrong, Ray. If I was on a stage, I would have told it right.
But that's, you see, like, you remember the late Larry Gogan?
Yeah.
I tell this story because I love it, and it's relevant to you. So late in life, he was going to doctors. Anyway, they gave him one of those 24-hour heart monitors, right? Do you know where this is going?
No, but I like it.
So he went back and he was having the consultation. They had the results in front of him, and the doctor said to him, I'm just intrigued by this, by your results, Larry. What are you doing between, you know, 1 and 3 o'clock? What did Larry say? I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
And that's when his heart rate was at his lowest.
Yeah.
It didn't go up. It went down.
Oh, wow.
That's you as well.
That's it, yeah.
You're on stage. And you
kind of go, ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, this is all right. We'll just do this.
Yeah.
And then afterwards.
I'm looking at the brief here and I find this hard to believe. So you want to be a guard?
No, but I did so many Gardaí in my sketchy comedy career.
Oh, yes.
Because I've got a head like a guard. I've looked like a guard. You can see it now.
Yeah, I can see it. No, but I can see it in all those sketch shows as the guard.
Yeah, yeah. I've been a guard in 3 centuries. I was a guard in obviously the 21st century. I was a guard in the 20th century in a film Ken Loach made down in Leitrim in 2013, Jimmy's Hall.
Oh, great, great movie.
I was a guard in that.
Yeah.
And I was a guard, an English guard, in a film called The Man Who Invented Christmas about the life of Charles Dickens.
But that happens. Like, Mark O'Halloran has been a priest in a number of different things. You've been a guard.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd never any aspirations to become a guard in real life.
I wish I did join the guards.
Yeah.
Because I'd be retired by now. Yeah. And I'd have a few gaffes and rent coming in, and
that's not every guard now. Fairness,
I know. Yeah.
Mitchell and Webb are back on Channel 4 tonight with a sketch show.
Is this
the return of the sketch show?
I hope so.
If so,
I hope so.
Yeah,
because I saw maybe I glanced an ad for that because it was in my head. Mitchell and Webb were in my head today. So yeah, that's great. Sketch shows are great. I love them.
Yeah,
I grew up on them, and I love them. I'd love to. If I have, I've no discipline, but maybe I'll get discipline sometime now that I've retired.
It's only a bit late for now.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Maybe I'll get one. Maybe we'll have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can be a guard.
I can be a guard again. Senior Garda.
You see, what happens often is that these things come in waves, don't they? So Mitchell and Webb are doing it on Channel 4. Some executive sees it in RTE and he goes,
maybe
that's what we should be doing. Maybe. And they do it. Tommy Tiernan said of you, go on, what did he say of you?
I don't, the exact quote, he said, I'm his favourite comic. I don't know the rest of it. It's kind of...
Was that just to have a cup of coffee with, or just your...
Hopefully he was referring to the stuff. I know, But that was so nice of him. And I was saying to Sue earlier, it's such a great thing because I watched Tommy before I did stand up at all. I was aware of Tommy. Tommy was on a Late Late Show. He was a kind of a breakthrough act. He was doing something different. He was a bit of revolutionary, blah, 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 in the form. And then to work with him years later and to have him say that, like, it's just,
brilliant.
It's still unreal to me. When I read that quote, I go,
is it on the poster?
Or it's on people posters. Have posters, it's on anymore? The website.
Yes.
It's on the thing. Everyone uses it. Once they read the blurb, they go, that's on the poster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the T-shirt.
Yeah. I wear it around Ballisadair.
Attractor's been on. Hello, John. A wonderful guy and super entertainer.
Oh, that's nice.
Played on the same team as John. Tough full back.
Oh, really?
James Nicholson.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Saw John in Nancy Spain's in Cork.
That's a long time ago.
Great material about Cork versus Kerry accents.
That's a long time ago. That was a lot of fun. That's about 20 years ago. Nancy Spain's up on Barrack Street.
It's 19 years ago, 2006. Yeah.
Up the hill.
The date.
Yeah.
JohnCleary.ie. John is on tour around the country September, October, November.
Yeah.
That's the first time we've chatted, Matt.
Is it?
I think it's the first time I've interviewed you.
Possibly.
Yeah, make sure it's not as long the next time.
I will.
Right,
I will.
John Cleary, great to see you. That's
Thank
it from
you.
Us.
Thanks, Ray.
We're back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Whatever you're doing, do it safely. Good luck.